KOJB 90.1, The Eagle. Good day and welcome to another edition of Environmental Voices. I'm Marie Rock, and joining me in the studio today is Brandy Toft. What's your title, Brandy?
I'm the air quality specialist for the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe.
So I'm assuming we're going to talk about air today?
Of course.
Go for it.
Awesome. Well, I really wanted to bring this really new and innovative tool that we've been putting out there called PM 2.5 forecasting. So it's like forecasting for your weather, like it's going to be rainy today, only it's forecasting that it's going to be high levels of pollution in the air today. So moderate your activity or, you know, change your activity to account for that.
Okay.
We do it between December and March, and people are going to ask, why only in the winter? Well, it's because the air mass, the weather above us is more stable. Think of it, we don't have the thunderstorms and those crazy things going on like we do in the summer. So air is more stable, and colder air creates those inversion layers.
Okay.
So you've seen where a chimney goes up and then it like cuts right off,
right,
and goes in that long line. Well, that's called an inversion. And what's happening is that's creating and holding the pollution down below. So it's holding pollution at our breathing level instead of letting it go in the atmosphere and dilute.
Uh-huh.
It's holding it down here, so we're breathing more of that pollution.
Wow.
And the pollution can be from, of course, our own wood stoves and stuff like that, but mainly from factories and mobile sources, maybe even from some wildfires, natural events, but a lot of it's man-made.
Okay.
So what's really cool about this is Leech Lake is the only tribe I know in the nation that's doing this. So we're cutting edge. We're out there. We're doing this. And it's just really something that I thought would be important for the tribal community to be able to identify those days where, like, wow, I don't feel so good. Oh, this could be why I'm having a hard time breathing. So it's really important for asthmatics or people with COPD or anyone that has a lung ailment. I mean, this that if you have problems breathing, this could exacerbate that and make it worse for you. So you may want to go outside and jog that 2 miles, like a jog.
Me either.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So it's really that way that we can really manage, and another tool for us to say, okay, I have to change that. Maybe I don't go out and rake the leaves or go out and take a walk or something like that, or shovel snow. And it's color-coded in a way that's really neat and easy for people to use. So there's different color codings from yellow to bright fire engine red, saying, whoa.
Almost like the terror alert, huh?
Kind of like that, only a few more steps. There's good, moderate, unhealthy for sensitive groups. People who, you know, you and I are fine, but someone else who has asthma might have a problem with that day. And then there's unhealthy, very unhealthy, and whoa, hazardous.
Wow.
And today, I just went and checked on it, because I get alerts every day.
Mm-hmm.
And today, I went and checked on it, and we're in a moderate level today.
Wow.
And so you can kind of see it outside too. Just a hint, if you know what you're looking for, it looks a little hazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's attributed to it. That's creating our moderate level. And it's coming up from the southern part of the Minnesota and coming up and looping us in. And it's really neat to see this. You can even run a loop like a radar.
Uh-huh.
And so like your weather radar, where you can see the storm coming, well, we can see the pollution coming.
Wow.
It's really neat.
So they're still getting us from the south, huh?
They're getting us from the south.
Unfortunately, that's just awful.
So this is a way to assist in protecting our tribal members, but also making EPA, the state, everyone else like that, more aware of that we're being impacted by transport pollution, meaning pollution that we're not creating, but that's coming onto the reservation from other sources off the reservation. So like I was saying, we're in a moderate level today. And what I'm really here striving for is not only get this information out to the tribal community, but also to get you guys signed up. We have this where it can text you every day or email you every day, this really neat looking, pretty diagram of what our forecast of air pollution is going to be for the next, that day and the next 2 days. So 3 day forecast.
Okay.
And so you can go to the Leech Lake website, and it's right on the lower right hand side at the bottom, and you'll see a box that says forecasting, Leech Lake forecasting. You click on that and it brings up that map and the forecast for the day. It gives you a little one paragraph description of what's going on in the atmosphere, why it's here or isn't here. And then there's a spot at the bottom called Enviro Flash. And that's where you can sign up to get it texted to your phone or emailed to you daily. And you can change the different degrees of, do you want to only know when it's really unhealthy? You can get texted when it's that. Do you want to know every day? You can have a text for that. I have a few people that only want to know when it's moderate out. So today they would have got a text or an email. I get them every day because, well, I'm curious and I want to know. But that enviroflash.info is also where you can go to a website. I know the websites are hard, but if you go to Leech Lake homepage, they'll have that information there. Or give me a call. 218-335-7429 is my direct line. And I'm hoping to, when maybe here at KOGB, we can work in the future that when we read the weather forecasts in the winter, we read the pollution forecasts.
We can do that.
You know, and it's just something like that, just to get that information out to the people and to the information so they can manage their own health.
Right. I was going to say, not everybody has a computer or a cell phone.
Exactly. So. Exactly. So we'll just get the word out in that fashion. So that'd be fun.
That sounds fun. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you already gave us your number.
Mm-hmm.
So if they need to find out anything else about this, they can call you.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Right. We look forward to hearing from people.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Brandy, for coming in. Certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up another edition of Environmental Voices. For KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, I'm Marie Rock.